Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Up to $5,000 will be made available to people fleeing violent relationships under a new program announced after today's National Cabinet meeting. It's part of a nearly $1 billion package. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says we can't sit back and do nothing.
With one every 4 days, a woman losing their life at the hand of a domestic or former domestic partner, this is indeed a national crisis.
Meanwhile, the Premier and Labor MPs are attending a candlelight vigil in Perth this evening to honour those lost to domestic violence. The annual event marks Domestic Violence Remembrance Day. A woman who was allegedly high on a cocktail of drugs when she crashed into another car on Perth's Kwinana Freeway has admitted to unlawfully killing a 21-year-old woman. 30-year-old Evie Butterworth has today pleaded guilty to a manslaughter charge. The crash happened in Baldivis in January last year when she was allegedly driving up to 188 k's an hour. She'll be sentenced in October. WA has recorded its first case of encephalitis this year, and it's likely to be the deadly Murray Valley strain. An adult in the Pilbara has contracted the mosquito-borne virus and is receiving treatment. Bruce Lehrman is in for a hefty payout to Network 10 following his failed defamation case if he doesn't appeal. It's been revealed he could be forced to pay more than $8 million, while the former Liberal staffer's lawyers have today been granted more time to sift through the trial material before deciding on an appeal. In sport, Steve Smith has been left out of an Australian World Cup squad for the first time in a decade. The batter isn't a part of the T20 lineup. Mitch Marsh has been named captain. And Frio don't get to play at the MCG often, but when they do, they play well there. The Dockers take on Richmond this Sunday, having won both games they played there last year. Caleb Sarong says he loves playing at the G.
It is. We only get a couple a year, two or three, so don't get heaps of opportunities to get out there. We want to make the most of every opportunity we get to play there.